My guest on the phone right now is Rob Kempson, director, writer, educator, 15 years of experience in the nonprofit professional arts sector. He is also the artistic producer at the Capitol Theater in Port Hope, the Capitol Arts Center. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Thank you so much for having me.
Very exciting. You have a big gala event coming up very soon, a red carpet gala. Sounds very exciting, royal in every way. April 29th, it's a 2023 season rollout and a 50-50 fundraiser, which is all the more exciting as there is already 15,000 to be scooped up there. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, you know, when we were talking about our fundraising initiatives this year, we really wanted to make sure that the fundraising that we do at the Capitol reflects the artistic work that we do on our stage. So in an effort to sort of tie those things together, we've created the 2023 season rollout, which is a series of community focused fundraising events that all reference something that is in our 2023 summer season. So the season kicks off in mid-May and runs until mid-September with four main stage shows. We have Shirley Valentine, The Ballad of Stomp and Tom, Prairie Nurse, and Little Shop of Horrors. And so for each of those shows, we've created a community-based event as part of the rollout week, April 25th to 29th. And then the very final day of the rollout is the Red Carpet Gala on the 29th, as you mentioned. At the same time, we are also doing an online 50-50 because, you know, everyone could use a couple extra bucks these days, I think. So this is a great way for folks to have a chance to win big and also support a regional arts organization like ours in the process.
Well, these are some fun shows coming up. I see Shirley Valentine, Mickey and Judy, Little Shop of Horrors. That's an Alan Menken did the music to that one. Also some of the Disney flicks. And then after that, I see Camp Capitol, Summer Development Youth Camp. That sounds exciting.
Well, and you know, it is. One of the big things that we're doing at the Capitol these days is really trying to make sure that there is something for everyone. And so this fundraising initiative, the season, everything is built around the idea that no matter who you are, there's something for you here at the Capitol, whether it's on stage or behind the scenes. So this is the third year of our summer camp program. And we actually this year just finished up our March break camp program to some great successes. So we're really excited to welcome young folks into the building in the month of August. We have 2 weeks of camp there. And it's all a part of, you know, those larger offerings, making sure that, again, everyone has access. And so when we think about the Red Carpet Gala, you know, that's glitz and glamour. The tickets to that are $100. It's an opportunity for folks who have, you know, means like that to come and to celebrate our institution. Also to hear some great music by Natalie McMaster and Danelle Leahy, as well as Sean Cullen, the comedian, on stage at the Capitol on the 29th. But at the same time, you know, the fundraising events that happen in the week before that are all $5 or $10 entry fees at local establishments in our community that we patronize a lot, that we want to make sure that everyone else knows about. And then when you sort of extend that into our season, that means offerings for youth, that means under 30 right. offerings. You know, we want to make sure that everyone feels like this is a place for them. I love the theater, and I hope that everyone else can grow to love it too and recognize the impact that can have both culturally and economically in this region.
What a great way to bring people together. Well, your love for theater certainly shows through your voice, and it sounds like you have a great model. you have a great radio voice, by the way, too. But it sounds like you have a very good model that's all-inclusive. And you did mention it's the third year of the summer camp, and I'm kind of intrigued. Did you start during the pandemic or before that? Did you have to take a break?
Yeah, you know what? The very first year of the summer camp was just before I arrived at the Capitol. And the idea there was that because, you know, we were so limited in what we could do and how we could gather, that they decided to create a camp program because we have our smaller space, the Sculthorpe Theater, which is upstairs at our venue, has a full wall of windows. So they could open up all the windows, and it basically was like being outside and still run a camp masked and safely. So it was a great way for us to start introducing young people back into the building after the pandemic closures. And, you know, we're still very much in that recovery phase, but But as we recover, it's really about finding those new opportunities to invite new people in.
2021, you took on this role as artistic producer at the Capitol Theater. Yeah. Now, the Capitol Theater debuted in 1930. It's running up there to close to 100 years. What is it like running a rare architectural gem that's approaching 100? There must be some challenges, no doubt.
Anyone who's done any home renovations knows that with anything that is 100 years old, you know, you're a little bit scared to find out what's behind the wall.
Yes. I have a 90-year-old piano at home, so
yeah. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, mine's about the same age. And you know, when you peel back those layers, you do find all sorts of surprises. But I think one of the things that is so clear here at the Capitol is, for those who haven't been, it's a weird space. You know, it was designed as an atmospheric cinema in 1930. It is as though when you sit in the audience, you are in the courtyard of a castle, which is something that we just don't see nowadays. We are one of a handful of remaining atmospheric theaters in North America. And so when you come to the Capitol, you're going to have a really unique experience, you know, and that experience is immersive in some ways because, of course, you're in that castle courtyard. But it's also about seeing some great work on stage that we make work in our sort of quirky little historic venue. So the fact that it's 100 years old is almost 100 years old, rather, is something that really makes us proud, because the history and legacy held within these walls is expansive, and we do our best to honor that legacy while also making sure that we make new choices that are about forward thinking.
My guest has been Rob Kempson, artistic producer at the Capitol Theater in Port Hope. Very excited about an upcoming red carpet gala. Let's try to get you a full house. That date is April 29th. Very, very exciting. There's some humor thrown in, some great singers, some great music coming up. Great way to support the community there and all the exciting shows they have coming up, with also a great summer camp this summer. So April 29th, to get your tickets, visit capitaltheater.com, capitaltheater.com. To find out more about the 50-50 fundraiser, there's an additional website, capitaltheater5050.com. That's the best place to get information.
Capital with an O-L. Sometimes people like to put an A-L there, but it's capital with an O-L and theater with an R-E. Otherwise, you won't
with
get
an R-E,
fun.
Yes. Yes. Well, theater R-E, we're in Canada. That's right. Capitaltheater.com. O-L at the end and R-E at the end of those two words. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for joining us here at the Jukebox and telling us all about this excitement. Good luck.
Well,
wishing you a full house there.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been great to chat.
Likewise. All the best. Have a great afternoon.